You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Friends, it is good to be with you for another week of prayer. Over the last several weeks, I took some time away to, I guess, go find God. I mean, I know God is always with us, all around us, coming to us disguised as our life. And sometimes I think we need to stop and create intentional space to listen, to hear, in my case, to grieve, to sit with some things that I had not created the space to sit with before. And in that process, if you follow me on Instagram, I shared a little bit of some of the things that were happening for me. And when I was in Virginia Beach, I had a day where I went with my best friend from seminary to the beach. And at the end of our time there, this crazy storm blew in, and it came so quickly, and it was just wild. I mean, truly wild. Just the wind and the dark skies and how fast it was moving. And then we got caught in almost like the sandstorm as we're trying to get off the beach. And in all of it, I just had this ear-to-ear smile, because for many years, I've developed a practice where I find God in the wind. Wind is one of those cues where when the wind comes my way, I remember that God is with me. And so to experience such wild wind just spoke to me about the wildness that is in God. And as I sat with that over the days and weeks that followed, I felt like God was saying, Rachel, there is a wildness in you, a natural state, an essence that is reflective of the wildness of me, of God. And it was really healing to have that said to me, to have me encounter that truth in that way, because I have spent a lot of my life thinking, maybe I'm just too much. Maybe I want too much. Maybe, you know, if you've been in the gathering, you know that there's this part of me that just wants to dance down the street sometimes. And I mean, who does that? Who dances down the street? Well, I will tell you who danced down an empty country road last weekend. That would be yours truly. But the point is what God was saying is, Rachel, like, when you are you, there is joy for you. And who cares if it brings joy or fear to others? Not everybody likes to be in the wilderness. Not everybody loves adventures on a mountain or in a desert or whatever the heck I am. And that's okay. But I get to enjoy the natural essence that God put in me. And I get to express that. And when I do, it is holy and it is life-giving. And so I came up with this challenge to myself that I will do one, quote unquote, wild thing every day. And there's been a lot of curiosity for people because they're like, Rachel, you're already kind of out there. Like, what is wild for you? And some things have been wild, and some things have just been me. And so as we move into our prayer today, my question to you is, what is that natural essence that God is calling out of you? You know, my friend who is on the beach with me that day, what spoke to her was this gentle, cool breeze that came before the storm. I mean, it was dark. It was like, oh my, whoa, that is like a cool breeze. And that was what God was speaking to her and calling out of her, was that refreshment. Friends, what is God calling out of you? What's the natural essence that if we just have the faith, we could live into? That's what I want you to sit with as we pray today. What is that natural essence that if you could open yourself to receive and express it would bring you more life, would make you more the you that God created you to be? So for our prayer today, I would call this a prayer of consideration. It's a prayer where you open your mind and you think contemplatively, inviting the Spirit to guide your thoughts. So find a good thinking spot, a good thinking chair, a good thinking posture, something not too confining, something that helps you be open in a way that maybe you aren't always open. You can get settled, and when you're ready, we'll begin. And now that you're comfortable, I want you to begin to come into your own body. Just begin to breathe into that, noticing any sensations, any tightness, any relaxation. Just grateful for the gift that you are. I pray over my daughters every night, and may I pray it over you now, that God will help you remember that you are a gift He gave to this world, to your families, and to yourselves. You are a gift. You are created by our great God. You are not a mistake. You are not broken. You were and are being created momently, moment by moment, through the love of God. So to the degree that you are able today, take that love into your heart and hold it there. Take into your heart the truth that you are seen, you are known, and you are loved by God. I'm going to pray Psalm 139. As I do, just see what thoughts and feelings and experiences the Spirit brings to you. Spirit, give you the prayer that you need today. Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eye saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I wake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Tensions being drawn. Note their feelings or emptiness that's rising in you. What is it that you need to say to Jesus today? Not enough or too much. Ask for the grace to see the truth. You are God's handiwork. You are created by the infinite God. who brought the entire universe into existence. God saw you and said, "Oh, that one, she is very good. That one, he is very good." What is the goodness that is planted in you, that God has been nurturing and calling out your whole life long? It does not have to be anything grandiose. It could be dancing in the street. It could be singing over. So let's breathe into that for just another minute. Scripture tells us every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, the God of light. You are a gift that God gave to this world, to your family, and to yourself. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God's people say, Amen. And from that quiet amen, go ahead and take one final breath. Oh, friends, if you fell asleep during that, thank God for the rest. Maybe that was part of his gift to you today. I want to close with a poem written by David J. Hassell called The Inmost Fear. Why do I fear? God is here, deep within, covering nakedness, mothering boldness, sustaining exuberance, restraining insolence, stirring insight, firing love light, fulfilling hollowness, instilling hallowedness of lung, limb, and life, with tongue fired and crossed stripe, through Christ indwelling, out welling, sorrow quelling, joy swelling victory, warm love straining to be heard, to be loved, yet quiet as a craning ear in silent expectation, as simple and lonely as a man's sigh, as rich and crowded as God's sea, in which I swim to eternity, alone in crowded company. I, a mere glint of God's light, a mere hint of his might, yet having the mint of his sun on my heart, a cross sweeping to God's glorying, and love flaming with God's worrying, Christ about me, in me, with me, today the darkening, fierce joy of God's sorrow, and then the tranquil, swift dawn of God's tomorrow. Why then do I fear? God is here, deep within, forever. Life grandly vibrant, love scandalously flagrant, yet heart quietly homing, and Lord wisely lording. But then, why do I fear? And that's a good question when it comes to being ourselves. Why are we so afraid? Why am I so afraid to dance in the street? It's because I need some more people to dance with me. Oh, friends, I'm so glad I have you to pray with me. So thank you for being with me today in prayer. Maybe you'll be with me dancing in the street sometime. And until then, I love you, and I trust that you are loving one another well, and I look forward to being with you again soon.